You know, there's a line in that song that I absolutely love. When I reach the place I'm going, I will surely know my way. So many of us are like, I need to know the way before I get to the place I'm going. We don't trust the universe to lead us and to guide us. Today, as we are on the precipice of a new year, I'm challenging you to know that you'll know the way once you get there. And that means putting one foot in front of the other, one decision in front of the other. Keep that in mind as the foundation of the house I want to build today. There was a little girl in her kindergarten class, and they were asked to do an art project that she was drawing on her desk, on her paper, very intent. And the teacher came to the little girl and said, Jenny, what are you making? And she says, I'm drawing a picture of God. And the teacher said, well, Jenny, that's impossible. Nobody knows what God looks like. And then Jenny put her crayon down on the table, stood up and looked the teacher in the eye and said, well, they will in just a minute. They will in just a minute. I will know there, but I'm going to create and I'm going to stretch and I'm going to play. Our good friend Sonia Osea, our artist in residence, although she doesn't live here anymore, I'm working on it. She throws paint onto a canvas, and I love her process. I said, what are you going to paint? She says, I don't know, but I put the paint on the canvas, and I let the canvas speak to me. I let the colors speak to me. How many people are really comfortable with your life going, here's the colors, God, let's go? Not so comfortable, but I think that's what 2026 is asking of us, to get more comfortable. I've heard many artists like Sonia and others say, the masterpiece begins where the outline ends. Now, true art starts where permission stops. Now, I'm on dangerous territory here as a leader of a church with that line, that God is found on the edge of our comfort zone, not within the comfort zone. The greater capacity to know the light, the love, the goodness that is seeking us is going to be going, as my friend Larry says, to the inside edge and exploring that which is new and being willing to come to the edge of life, the edge of our minds and our ability to remain open to the ever-expanding vision and ripples and flow of spirit that's made visible and tangible. I'm asking us to be river-like today, to be like the water, and to move and to flow with the leadings of spirit, to throw the paint on the canvas and say, what's next? Come to the edge. Let's put this next slide. Let's read it together. Come to the edge, life said. We can't. We're afraid, we responded. Come to the edge, life said. We can't. We will fall, we responded. Come to the edge, life said. And so we came and life pushed us. And we flew. Could it be that 2026 is an opportunity to fly? To swim in the deep ocean of possibility? I'm not saying it's not just possible. It is probable. It is a challenge. And I'm throwing the gauntlet down that there's more of you to know in 2026. That there's more good, there's more spirit to live within you, to express as you. For the river, as it's making its way home, to explore the banks and to go deeper. To go wider. Many children, many of you as children, were given a box of crayons as a child, yes? And you were given instructions. What were those instructions? Stay within the lines. And at first, that made total sense, didn't it? Because the lines taught us a number of things, so I'm not bashing the lines, but I'm saying there is a partner to the lines. Imagination must be involved. The lines helped us learn. They helped us grow. They helped teach us order and form and structure, good things. But somewhere along the way, we developed that as our mindset. But just stay within the lines. That's all you're ever going to do. You never explore. You see, there's a part of our educational process that's missing, the part that encourages you to stretch, to begin to create something that isn't somebody else's secondhand religion, somebody else's third-hand life. That just play it safe and do things and then you're going to get along just fine. What if this is the year that we color outside the lines intentionally, purposefully, mindfully, and consciously go to the edge, the inside edge, and put your toe in the water of the river and say, I think I'm safe. I think I'm okay. stretch out of our comfort zone, our own, but there's also the comfort zones of others. Anybody got anybody in your life that's really comfortable with you in a stagnant life? Just stay here and we'll get along just fine. And then you go to move out of it, you begin to paint on the canvas, and suddenly it's like, I'm not comfortable with you anymore. And then we run back to the box to fit somebody else's mold of who we're supposed to be. The one thing about, we are rebels and mavericks in this church, we don't fit in anybody's box, and I'm proud of that. I love that we don't fit in, and you can applaud for that, that's okay. Throw the paint to the canvas. Most of us were taught and told exactly who we were supposed to be, how you were supposed to behave, what a successful life looks like, oh, and what a spiritual life is supposed to look like. Don't step out of line, follow the norm. And I don't know about you, I was rewarded for neatness. It played to my Virgo tendencies. I was rewarded for obedience. I was rewarded for staying within the approved boundaries and limits of a culture, of a family culture, of a church structure. And I'm going to say it, there are a lot of well-meaning religious organizations on the planet, well-meaning but absolutely misguided, that will tell you what to think. You're going to come in, you're going to sit, and they say, here's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Now go regurgitate that to the world. And a part of you gets shut down. A part of you goes, well, wait a minute. No, it's not okay to question here. In this place, it's okay to question. It sometimes makes me uncomfortable when you do. But that's out of the comfort zone for me. We, as an environment, as a collective working to go outside the comfort zone because we know there is more within us. Something deep within us is speaking on the precipice of 2026. The Hindus would call it the Atman. Say that with me. Atman, the At-man. You're at the point of creation, and that's, we just celebrated the Christ. It's the same thing. It's the divine essence of your soul, your spirit, the light that is calling for greater expression and is saying, stop playing it safe. Stop playing small. There's way, way more of you to understand and to express and to experience. All invention, all art, all music, all technology, all innovation, and yes, all societal change, be the change you want to see. All creativity found expression with those who answered the call of the hero. The yearning, the thirst, and the hunger for more. Those rebels and mavericks and misfits who were saying, what if we colored outside the lines? And the world shudders. But what if? What about this? What about that? Mystics and mavericks who rocked the boat of our limitation. I want to be among their ranks. I want you to be on the journey with me as we celebrate on Kwanzaa, community, collective efforts to go outside the box, to go on that road that the song talked about. And I don't know how we're going to get there, but hand in hand, heart to heart, we're going to walk each other to the ocean, to the beauty that is calling us to life. You see, life is ever creative. Life is not stagnant, right? Scientists in the room will tell you, energy is not stagnant. It's always moving. It doesn't stop. Life doesn't stop. God doesn't stop. Love doesn't stop. It's not stagnant. And life and creation didn't stop when God said, it's good. It's good. Now we're done living. It's good, and it can be very good and better and better and better. And that takes what? Guts. It takes courage. It takes failure. Oh my gosh, I'm asking them to fail in 2026. Yes. To join me in falling down and then getting up together. That's part of the path home. Creation is still happening, and it's happening through you. It's happening through me. But here's the most beautiful part of it. It's happening as us. Creation is happening as us. Say that with me. Creation is happening as us. And those who are cooperating with the flow of the river of life, the river of God, the river of truth, and all that's beautiful and sacred will find themselves. And those who fight the current, who don't go to the river, will lose themselves. Which group do you want to be in? I've done both. I spent a good chunk of my life losing myself. Everybody liked me. Everybody approved that I stayed within the lines. Everybody said, good boy, good boy, good boy. And then the good boy didn't even know who he was because he didn't answer the call of the Christ, the Atman, the Tao. There are moments when we must be like a river, moving, flowing, free, and ever expressing and expanding on the journey to ourselves. No matter what is showing up in your life, when we return to the river, we can be reminded of what the Taoists say, Wu Wei. Say that with me, Wu Wei. Again, Wu Wei. You know, a lot of people are saying, well, is this the right way or is this the wrong way? I say that's the wrong question to ask. Let it be the Wu Wei. What does it mean? It means going with the flow. The Wu Wei is allowing life to lead you. So many times I say to you, yes, follow your heart, but for God's sake, take your brain. But I also say to others, yes, follow your brain, but for God's sake, take your heart. Today is about follow your brain, follow your heart, but for God's sake, please take your spirit, because the spirit is the ultimate knowledge. It is the ultimate of love beyond anything that you've ever experienced. It's living in harmony with the natural flow. It's throwing the colors on the canvas by releasing all resistance and acting spontaneously. I know for some of us, I'm a Virgo, spontaneity was not taught to me. So it's a little bit out of my comfort zone to be spontaneous. Thank God for this community because you've taught me to be more of myself. You've taught me to not apologize for that which is calling for expression within me. It's letting go of control and trusting your intuition to align with life's natural rhythms outside the lines. And let me tell you, it's not just a theory. It leads to a greater inner peace, a greater expression of life.